February is deciding to bring home its share of snow for us. No surprise, but you never know from year to year. And it looks like Saturday going to get a good dose of that 4 to 8 inches in the forecast. Let's start the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, 5:46. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm okay.
Yeah, so somebody said that to me last night. I mentioned that Trail Church, Centennial Park, Saturday morning. They're like, oh, snow is coming. I'm like, I do a bunch of weather forecasts during the day. Yeah, 4 to 8 inches, they're saying, no doubt about it, 100% chance.
Wow, yeah. I mean, so the Trail Church, you'll have to blaze your own trails.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Be interesting to see what they decide about that. So, all right. Lots of different possibilities of our discussion today. So,
sure.
One of them is, you know, when it comes to, so I survived this cold of about 3 days, and then it was more of the traditional head cold, runny nose, sneezing yesterday a little bit. And my wife has been touting, she's like, nasal spray. And so, you know, first of all, what's been your success when you get the runny nose? Like, do you use like Sudafed or what, DayQuil, or what do you usually?
Yeah, you know, I probably DayQuil is what I end up going to most often. You know, I just, you know, and then there, you know, I talk to people and I'm like, you know, you can get all those things in other meds. And I'm like, yeah, but I feel like it's just a good coverall for me. Plus, I like the way it tastes. So, so that's usually what I end up going to. I bet, you know, I think Sudafed's a great option for that.
It just seems, Sudafed seems inconsistent in terms of its results. And so, anyhow, yeah. I don't know, the nasal spray, I tried it some yesterday. I tried it this morning. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just a couple of squirts. You're supposed to just do that and leave it for 12 hours and so.
Opens things up?
Yeah. It's sort of, you know, in a way that when things are wanting to run like a faucet. So,
yeah.
Subject number one to check off the list here this morning.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, since you're a brain doc, I posted something yesterday and was curious about this. I said, let's keep walking. Here, the headline, 40 minutes of walking just 3 times a week increases the size of our hippocampus and improves our memory.
Yeah. You know, when I'm talking with my patients, I say the number one thing you can do in terms of helping with brain health is movement. And I always say you don't have to take up marathoning. Just get out and move some more. And that is absolutely true. So, you know, I think that that article supports what we've been saying for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great stuff. So it's encouraging.
I was a little surprised they said that the stretching and toning leads to smaller hippocampal volumes. And I don't, that doesn't make any intuitive sense that they would shrink because of that. And so I hope people don't read that into the article.
But the big message is, yeah, move. And yep. And again, even when you're just the most basic of exercise, walking.
Yep.
And one of the, now, you do your walking by yourself. I typically walk the dogs, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My dogs don't ever go for walks, so their hippocampi are probably shrinking.
Okay, all right, very good. Yeah, but here, just the beginning of the story says, a simple exercise like walking increases the size of your brain. Having a sedentary lifestyle is basically a slow death sentence. So.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
Now, I've heard people say sitting's the new smoking, so.
Yep.
What am I doing right now? I'm sitting, and I sit a whole bunch of my day, so I need to walk, walk, walk. That's why it's fun to have that pedometer on your phone. All right,
yep.
And then third and finally, I wanted to, you know, yesterday we shifted from Acts to Romans 12 and 12
yep.
and 13 because I thought it fit. It seems like that scripture has been coming up for people, talking about the days in which we're living. But your paragraph, we did Romans 12, 1 and 2. It was so good, as I reflected back on it later, I'm like, that was too good to just leave.
Sure.
So what I want to do is to just kind of walk through this with you. You read the first two verses of Romans 12 yesterday, but maybe just get you to comment. Like you say initially, in light of the good news, how then should you live? Calls to mind a Francis Schaeffer book.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and I've said this is my favorite, I think my favorite passage in all of Letters to the Beloved was doing Romans 12.
Huh.
You know, because it is this idea about, it's calling us to look, in light of everything that we know to be true, how do we live our lives, right? How do we become people who live lives of love, that are other-centered, really seeking to put boots to the ground in terms of the things we say we believe?
Yeah. Another line, you say, let your whole life bear the imprint of my mercy and grace. Full stop. Talk to me about that.
Right. So what do we think about that? So let your whole life, you know, we can be recipients of God's mercy and grace, right? How do we allow that then to not only come and to us? We don't want it to stop there. We want it to flow out to other people. How do we become merciful towards those who not only who are around us, but those who may not look like us? How do we live with grace, forgiveness, understanding towards people who are maybe different than what we are?
Yeah, and again, I heard some of the, when mercy was in the news a couple weeks back, and we'll stop there and wrap it here with just this.
Sure.
But I mean, people, I saw comments like Christian organizations talking about, well, these people are not deserving. I'm like, that is the point of mercy.
That's
mercy
the point.
Is
yes.
To somebody who's not deserving, right?
Right. That is exactly the point. And, you know, I feel like that's one of the places where we've lost the way, is that, you know, we as humans, for some reason, decide whether people are deserving or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not at all what we see with the idea of mercy and grace.
Very well said. Thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow, buddy. Jason Kanz, WWIB.
It's time once again for Secret Sound here on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Good to have you with us bright and early on a slightly snowy, maybe a little bit icy Thursday morning. Secret Sound is the game. We did not get a winner on Win It Wednesday, so it's Try It Again Thursday as we give you a shot at winning two Micon Cinemas movie passes so you and a guest can see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. You have to call 715-723-2555 and tell us what this sound is. What is that sound?
All right, let's give it another listen.
What could it be? 715-723-2555.
All right, so light up the phones. We had a lot of callers and a lot of guesses, and people had a lot of fun with this yesterday, but what could it be? What is this? 723-2555, a pair of Micon movie tickets on the line. We had all sorts of fantastic. That's what we wanted.
That's what we'll hear if someone gets this. And again, lots of very great guesses and a lot of plausible guesses as well, too. But not what this secret sound actually is. 715-723-2555.
All right, we are ready to go to the phones and people try to do some winning on the radio. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm calling from New Auburn.
Hi, Jennifer.
What do you think?
It sounds like an electric stapler to me.
An electric stapler. Jennifer from New Auburn, is it an electric stapler?
It's not. Sorry, Jennifer.
It's not. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, call us back. Good to hear from New Auburn. 715-723-2555 if you'd like to be the next one to guess.
All right. Somebody's going to get it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
All right, Aiden, give it a try.
A car door closing.
Is it a car door closing?
Listen to it. Is that a car door closing? One more time. Caleb, is it a car door closing?
It is not. Thank you, Aiden. Again, we've had an electric stapler guest, a car door closing. Lots of great guesses if you're tuning in yesterday on Win It Wednesday. But none of them what we're looking for this secret sound, what it actually is.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sam from Rice Lake.
All right, speak up, Sam.
Is it shutting your front door?
Shutting your front door.
It can kind of sound like that a little bit, I guess, here.
Isn't that a phrase in the South? Like, shut the front door. Like, you know, when you're amazed or whatever. It is not shutting your front door, Sam. Thank you for the call from Rice Lake. Call us back, friend, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
All right, Caroline.
Well, my door closing was going to be my guess. So,
okay.
I'm stealing my son's guess. A gun reloading?
Is it gun reloading? I feel like we had that guest for a shotgun yesterday.
Yeah.
But yeah, just generally, is it a gun reloading?
Mm-hmm. It's not.
It's not. All right. Thank you. Two in a row from Rice Lake.
Yeah.
We'll be next. 715-723-2555.
This is the sound you're trying to name correctly for us. What is that? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil from Whitehall. I think it's a variation of the door. It sounds like a deadbolt lock being closed.
That was a very popular guess yesterday.
Was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people guess that already,
okay.
Virgil.
You can have a bonus guess, Virgil, if you'd like.
Nah, that's okay.
All right. Think about it. And that's the thing. When you're very convinced, it's like, I don't know what else to guess because this is what it is.
Yep.
And then that's not it. It's secret sound.
Yep.
715-723-2555. What could this be?
Right there. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
All right, Jan, what do you think?
Well, this is pretty simple, but I think it's just the door closing.
Just the door closing. We're just trying to pull a simple one by you. That's not actually it, Jan. So thank you for your call.
Yeah, not a car door closing, not the front door closing, not just the general door closing.
Nope.
Not it. Not it. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jesse from Ridgeland.
All right, Jesse, what do you think?
It's an old-fashioned refrigerator door shutting.
Old-fashioned refrigerator. One of those refrigerators that lasted for 20 years, right?
Those refrigerators that will outlive all of us. Those ones that we keep in the garage.
They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah. Okay, is that it?
Let's listen to it. That's not it, actually. Sorry.
All right.
Three more. Three more we'll do. Until we give you a hint after 7:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Caroline from Rice Lake again.
All right, Caroline. Got back through.
This time, my other son, Emerson, has a guess, and it's ice picking, like in the movie Frozen.
Huh. Oh, sure. Yeah, like at the very beginning of Frozen.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let me ask. Is this ice picking? Is that what it is, Caleb?
It is not, but honestly, it really does sound like that. And now I want to sing the song, but I will not. I will refrain. But now the visions of that movie are spinning in my head.
All right.
Thanks for that.
Yes, is hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
All right, Aiden. Give it another try here before school.
An old car door lock.
An old car door lock. Okay. Is this an old car door lock?
Caleb, for a pair of movie tickets to MyCon.
No, it's not, Aiden. So, thank you. Good guess, though. But yeah, the old-fashioned locks, I can very plausible.
People are thinking it's old something. Refrigerator, car door. All right, this is the last one before we give you a hint at 7:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Denise from Stanley. Is it a typewriter, the old-style typewriter key as you push it?
Boy, the typewriter key, because we've had like the, is it, the carriage on the typewriter?
We had the carriage and the key, though, both guessed yesterday. So any bonus guesses? Oh.
I don't.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. So there we go.
We'll think of a clue, and after 7:45, we'll give you another shot at Secret Sound and winning these MyCon Cinemas movie passes with a clue to help you along the way. We'll see if we can get this solved on a Try It Again Thursday. It's a Try It Again Thursday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. It's not a carryover from Tuesday Trivia. It's a carryover from Win It Wednesday, and Secret Sound is the game we're playing. You have a chance to win two MyCon Cinemas movie passes. We'll send you and a guest to the movies at MyCon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls if you can be the first to guess the Secret Sound by calling in live at 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. What is this Secret Sound?
Yeah, and again, here it is, another time for you, and a third time. There it is. What is that?
Lots of great guesses over the past couple of days, and we have a clue for you as well. So, 715-723-2555, however, the clue is?
The clue is, this is an item that is in many homes and businesses.
All right, so, an item that's in many homes and businesses. 715-723-2555. What is it? What is it? What is the sound? 715-723-2555.
Some of these people were calling before you had the clue. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Bloomer.
All right, Dale, you didn't even need the clue, so what do you think, though?
How about a stapler?
A stapler?
It's been guessed.
Yeah, stapler's been guessed. Do you have a bonus guess for us, Dale?
Yep. Breaking open a head of lettuce or cabbage.
All right. Well done on having a bonus guest just locked and loaded and ready to go. Is it breaking open a head of lettuce or cabbage?
It's not.
Thank you, Dale. Call us back.
All right. Again, what is the clue, Caleb?
The clue is that this is something that is in a lot of homes and a lot of businesses, too.
Yeah. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cabria from Chippewa.
Okay, Cabria, what do you think?
A sack of money dropping.
A sack of money dropping.
Wow.
Okay. Could that be it?
That's creative. And that is not it. I'm sorry about that.
Call back 715-723-2555 for a chance to win your way into the movies at MyCon Cinemas.
Yeah. You're on WWIB. Where?
Win a bunch of money.
Yeah, but it was not a sack of money. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry, what do you think today?
I'm going to think opening or closing a filing cabinet.
Okay, sure.
Let's listen to it. Is that opening or closing a filing cabinet? Sherry says that's in offices and homes. Is that it, Caleb?
No, it's not. Thank you, Sherry. Good guess. Again, I could see how that'd be very plausible. Yep. Again, the clue is this is in a lot of homes and businesses. 715-723-2555. But what is it? What is that secret sound?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nicole from Willard.
All right, Nicole.
What do you think?
Is it a book being dropped or a stack of books being dropped?
A book or books being dropped.
Let's listen to it. Could be. Is that it? That is not it, Nicole. Sorry about that.
Good guess. Okay. Thank you, Nicole. 715-723-2555. Secret sound. What could this be?
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall.
All right, Sherry.
Is it someone, breaking a Kit Kat bar?
Is someone breaking a Kit Kat bar? Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
That is creative.
Give me a break this morning. Is that it?
Let's listen. Is that what it is? Sherry, that tastes really good, but that's not it. So, sorry.
Great guess, Sherry. Thank you.
All right, three more here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conrad.
Jack, good to hear from you. What do you think it is?
A three-hole punch.
A three-hole punch. All right, so do you have a bonus guess, Jack?
No.
All right, no problem, buddy. Call us back if you can get through. 715-723-2555.
We love the kids on this show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is JoJo from Jump River.
All right, JoJo from Jump River.
Is it a printer?
A printer.
A printer. Is it a printer? And could be in a lot of homes and businesses.
Checking my list. We did have that guest already, JoJo. So do you have a bonus guess?
Is it a camera?
Is it a camera?
All right. Well, we'll take that as your bonus guess, and let's listen to it. Is that a camera? Certainly the shutter on a camera or something. That's not it, though. Sorry.
Thank you, JoJo. 715-723-2555 for Secret Sound.
We're going to one last try before 8 o'clock. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Allison from Aliva.
Allison, you're our last hope.
What do you think, Allison?
A stamper.
Like an ink stamp for making cards and things like that, or I guess stamping on the backs of checks and such, all sorts of different things you can stamp with.
And let's face it, that's in a lot of homes and businesses. Is that what this is? Let's listen again. Is that what this is? That is not what that is. I'm sorry about that.
Thank you, Allison from Aliva. And we'll have to come up with another clue now and see if we can get this solved after 8:15 this morning on the Wave Wake Up Show.
All right. Somehow, some way, we're going to get this and get you those movie tickets for MyCon.
It's not Tuesday trivia. It's not Win It Wednesday. It's Try It Again Thursday, carrying over a game from yesterday. Secret sound. Can you identify it? If you do, live on the air, if you're the first one to do so at 715-723-2555. You win a pair of movie passes courtesy of MyCon Cinemas in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, so you and a guest can see a movie for free. We have the secret sound, Halva. We've given one clue. We will give another clue momentarily.
Yes, that's right. And again, 723-2555 for a pair of MyCon movie tickets. So this is the sound. Listen to it one more time. This is the secret sound. And what was our first clue?
The first clue is that this would be in a lot of homes and a lot of businesses as well.
Uh-huh. And then the second clue is that in those homes and offices, in many of them, not all, but in many of them, I think it's safe to say it's used almost daily.
Yeah, yeah. So again, if this is located in a home or office, it probably gets used pretty much every day. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for Secret Sound here on WWIB.
I believe our first caller is Sherry in Bloomer. She's quick to the draw. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning. I'm going to guess opening and shutting your office desk drawer.
Okay. Homes and offices would have desks. And could that be what it's used in almost daily? Is that it? It's not it, Sherry. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Sherry. Call us back. Try to win those movie passes. 715-723-2555. Secret sound.
This is the sound. What is that? All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
All right, Caroline.
Is it a coffee maker?
Is it a coffee maker? We're going to need a little bit more specificity.
Like a K-cup Keurig thing.
Oh, okay.
So you think that this particular sound here is like the K cup, you know, put
oh,
it
like
in.
When it pops open or yeah, whatever, like for
that.
A K cup.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes, Caroline.
You're absolutely right.
Yay.
Do you have a Keurig?
I mean, yes, I think, but I don't drink coffee.
Okay. So, I mean, in your home, do you have one or the office?
Yeah, we do, and at my church. Yeah, but I only drink, like, hot chocolate.
Okay, all right.
I think you can get the K-Cups or hot chocolate
you
as
can,
well, too.
You
well,
can.
You might need a little something to warm you up as cold and snowy as it's going to be, but we're going to warm things up for you, Caroline from Rice Lake. We're going to give you two passes to see a movie with a guest at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Secret Sound. We've gone on for a morning show and a half, but Caroline getting the job done here, Havo.
That's right. So congratulations to her. And I think I removed that. I wanted to play it one more time so people could listen closely. And
now
go,
that you
oh.
know what it is.
Yeah,
so again,
right.
this is the sound a Keurig, like a K-Cup, a Keurig coffee maker makes when it pops open so you can put that K-Cup in.
So let's listen. There it is. Turn it up the volume here. That's it.
There you go.
There again, it stumped you for a couple of days, but didn't stump Caroline ultimately.
Havo, it's finally here.
Yeah.
It's finally here. We now have some important answers to some of the deeper questions of life about vacuuming.
Yeah. For instance, did you know, Caleb, that more than 60% of respondents to this vacuuming survey have at least one complaint about their vacuum?
Something they don't really like about their vacuum. This comes from Consumer Reports. So 6 in 10 people say, yeah, there's something about my vacuum I don't like. Vacuum use also varies widely, according to Consumer Reports. 9% of respondents use their vacuum every day.
Really?
Every day.
Okay.
And you know what? That definitely happens in our house.
Every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have 4 children.
Yeah, yeah. No,
and a
I
dog.
Understand. You know what it is? We don't
and
have any carpet. We don't have any carpet,
oh,
so
sure.
It's just like wood floors and that whole kind of thing. And so 47% once or twice a week.
That used to be my chores, actually, on, what was it? I don't remember what day now, but I'd have to vacuum the living room and the dining room. I remember that. I did a very good job, my mom said. 27% use their vacuum several times a week.
Uh-huh. And also 17% one or two times per month or less often.
All right, so what? That was probably my single bachelor days, I might have been in that 17%. But now, where this really gets juicy, this vacuuming survey, 74% of women said they were the primary vacuum user in their home, the primary vacuumer. So 3 out of 4 women say, yeah, I use the vacuum the most in this household.
Only problem is that 44% of guys said they were the main vacuum user in the home, and that adds up to 118%.
We're not sure how this is possible since nearly 3/4 of women say they are the main vacuum user. So somebody is not quite understanding how the vacuum is being used, and maybe just looking inward at we guys, maybe we think we vacuum a little bit more than we actually do and could stand to help out with those household chores a little bit more.
I mentioned, you know, getting away from vacuuming, but to the sweeping and the mopping. Yeah, my wife just totally tired. I don't even want to see the score on that.
You know, oh, like, yeah.
I swept a little, but I mean, yeah. So, yeah, outworked, out-hustled.
Yes. My wife is very long-suffering when it comes. And every time, too, because I know that, again, she does almost all of that vacuuming, almost all the sweeping, almost all the mopping, things like that. And now in the winter when you track in stuff with your boots or your shoes because there's all the muck out in the driveway. Oh, man.
Right.
I feel terrible. And yet she still does most of it. So I guess, Caleb, we're kind of looking in the mirror here and saying, you got to do better, buddy.
Well, here we go. How about little Ann Wilson? Mamas on WWIB.